Good afternoon. This is the local KPFK Finance Committee. Today is January 26, 2022, and the time is 4:11. I will now call the roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron. Ken?
Here.
Sorry. Alan Beek. Fred Blair.
Present.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Barely here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman, that's me. I am the secretary and treasurer. Michael Novick.
Present.
King Riley. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm present.
Ziri Rudeau. Janine Roan.
Present.
Maria Skelton. Bruce Strauss.
Here.
Beth Von Guten.
Here.
John Wenger.
Present.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have quorum.
Jared, did you get me, Lawrence?
I did, Lawrence. I did. The ICFO, Julia Kennard, will join us when we get down to reviewing the P&Ls. And I have invited John Tatum, who is the PNB parliamentarian, to join us for this call. Say hello, Mr. Tatum. Hello? Well, he's on the call. He'll pipe up when he's... Mr. Tatum, are you there?
Probably muted.
Yeah. Can you email him, Fred, or something? So, I'm calling the meeting to order. I sent out the agenda. And can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chair,
Fred moves to approve the agenda.
Okay.
This is Bella, Madam Chair.
Yes, Bella.
I submitted two motions and a request via email to the group. To you.
Okay. I put them in new business. One isn't a motion. One isn't a motion, and one is a motion.
Correct. There are two motions and a request. And the first motion is to move item number 8 to number 4 so that it gets finally discussed fully. It's usually buried at the end, and we have been adjourning and never covering it. And that is the issue of Maestro and Zoom. And it's not one or the other, it's both simultaneously.
Okay, well, I will take a discussion for who wants to move.
Lawrence to the stack. Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, one moment, Lawrence. Somebody is dragging a body across some water or something. I will entertain some discussion on this. Who wants to move this up to be ahead of our other business? So, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question for you, Chair. Was this on new business at the last meeting?
Yes.
So it should be old business at this meeting. So it should automatically ascend. It should automatically be moved up. So because it was on the new business last time, and it becomes old business, I think it's something that should be prioritized now. Thank you.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean, it unfinished business only gets moved up if the majority wants it to, but it's not automatic. Anyways, go ahead, Michael.
First, a point of information. At last month's or whatever the last meeting was, there was mentioned that Mikkel might actually put in a rare appearance to present the budget. Is that going to happen? But with regards to the motion, let's leave it down at the bottom. We can discuss this at another time. There's way more pressing things. I'm all for Zoom, but for crying out loud, this works for now, and it's more important than we get through the meeting, you know, before 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hi, Chair, this is Lawrence. I just want to restate that unfinished business becomes
Lawrence,
which is
Lawrence, you don't have the floor. Would you like
can
floor?
I request a yes, please, at your convenience.
Yes, it's already
thank you.
To the staff.
Did you hear Michael
Novick? So from what
I heard, Lawrence, I think I heard Beth, and then I heard Michael Novick.
Janine to the stack.
So from what I understand, doing agendas, setting agendas together, when something is new business from the previous meeting, it automatically becomes old business, which prioritizes up on the agenda.
Okay.
I would defer to Michael, who's the chair, who may know better.
Well, I invited on John Tatum. I don't know why he's not being heard. So I don't know what to do. Can somebody? I see him trying to speak.
Can you go to Michael, please? Because he may have some knowledge on this.
I'm unaware of it, Lawrence. I am unaware of that rule. Beth is next.
Thank you. Yes, I have a strong preference to prioritize the actual business of the committee. And not fritter away our time yet again at the front end of the meeting on distractions with procedural issues. I feel strongly we need to get on with the business of this committee. It's been a problem meeting after meeting after meeting for months, and we really need to get on with the business of the committee. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take Michael Novick and Janine, and then I'm going to ask for a vote.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Michael.
I actually agree with Lawrence's point. I think if you have unfinished items on the agenda, they move to the top of the agenda the next meeting because they were the next thing up. I also think the amount of time we waste on this is because people keep refusing to do it. If we just simply had the vote, move to the top of the agenda, and approve the addition of Maestro, because we have a meeting which is very, very heavy with documents this time. In particular, we have a budget. We have first quarter figures to look at through December. We have, the agenda, the minutes, and all the other documentation you sent. It would be advantageous to be able to see it on a screen for those of us who can, without having to switch back and forth between PDFs and documents and Excel spreadsheets constantly to try to figure out what's happening and what we're talking about. So I support the motion. Hello?
Hello?
Kim, did we lose
you? This is John Tatum.
Welcome, John. I think we lost our chair, though. Kim, are you there?
Oh,
Maybe she has to call back in.
Hello?
Yeah.
I hear you now.
Okay, yeah, no, I dropped off, and I missed whatever Michael Novick said. Janine, I guess you're next.
Mr. Tatum.
He's getting on?
We heard him.
Oh, he's on. Okay, great.
Yeah, Steve Kaiser joined in.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Mr. Tatum, are you on?
Chair, can I have a point of order? Michael's comment was very cogent to the issue, and I think Mr. Tate needs to hear it as well.
All right. Well, he's, you know, Otis is helping him get on the call, so nothing else I can do.
Can we
go
to
on the call, Chair.
Pardon me?
Can we go to Janine, please?
Yes. Janine, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree that the parliamentarian should hear what we're asking for. I don't think this, we started at 4:11. I don't think we needed to spend 10 minutes on this. Three times I've tried to suggest Zoom in an email prior to the meeting so that we could resolve it before we got on the meeting. So I personally would like to see where in, a lot of times when you're speaking, Kim, you're familiar with the document, but if we could see a cursor on a column and we understood exactly what you were talking about, I think a lot more of us could follow along. And so it's for smoothing out the process and keeping us with you and Julia as you talk through the documents. I think it's very important.
Very important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll take one more, and then I'd like to go to vote.
Something is producing a consent and vote.
I'm hearing an echo. Okay, I don't hear an echo. No, I still hear an echo. Do other people hear an echo?
Yes.
Yes. Everybody needs to mute their microphone unless they're called upon to speak.
Thank you. Beth, and then Grace.
Yes. When I spoke previously, it was to address whether we should include this item or not.
Point of order. Beth already spoke on this item.
You're right, Grace. I'm sorry, Beth. Go ahead, Grace.
Sorry.
Okay.
The others were addressing the merit of the matter, not whether to include it or not. So those of us who have other alternate feelings about it have not had the chance to address the issue.
You're right, Grace. You're right, Beth. You're right, Beth. That's a point of order, and I was letting people debate it instead of whether, we should move it up. Thank you, Beth. I stand corrected.
You didn't hear my entire comment, so you're not in a position to speak.
Well, I don't know if you were debating it or what you were doing. Well, Michael.
Can you follow up the call so you didn't hear it?
Pardon me? Yeah, I did. I fell off the call. Okay. Here's my solution. One, postpone this until John Tatum gets on or take a vote, yes or no, up or down.
This is great.
I'm on the call.
May I have the stack, please?
I'm on the call.
Hold on.
This is John Tatum. Otis
hi,
McClay.
John.
Hi, everyone. Otis McClay was able to get me on. I had the wrong pin.
Thank you, John Tatum.
Is there a question for me?
There sure is. We have a piece of unfinished business.
Terrible.
I know. Can you mute while I'm speaking? Thank you. I'll have to call back in, but for right now. Okay. We have some unfinished business that some people want to bring it to the beginning of the agenda. And that's the debate, whether it automatically, I think some people are saying it automatically comes to the top of the agenda. Or not, or if
point
we take
order.
A vote.
Point of order.
Oh, point of order.
I'm sorry. Point of order. There was a motion to bring it up from number 8 to number 4. That's actually the motion. There was discussion of it. You didn't hear it. I think we should move on, just vote it up or down, and get done with it.
Okay. I thought people
Point
were
of order.
No.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
I think it's important for Mr. Tatum to know that this item was on new business at the previous meeting, and that's why we think that it should be moved up to old business, which will automatically ascend it onto the top of the agenda, Mr. Tatum.
Okay, so
this is Grace. Can I make a comment?
Okay.
About where it should be on the agenda and why it should not be on the agenda, at least not at this point, and that is this. I don't have any objection to using Maestro. However,
Grace, you're debating the matter.
No, I'm going to say why it should not be on the agenda.
Okay.
For something to be suggested of this nature, the full details should be worked out and proposed in advance. Who will run the Maestro? Is the Maestro owned by Pacifica or KPFK or by an individual? Is it proper to have an individual run it who's not appointed? Is it proper to have an individually owned Zoom conference? Also, will it cost anything? Also, will it interfere with the Maestro call? Should we switch to Maestro only? All of these details need to be put in a motion before it comes to this body. It's improper to try to waste all of our time. So I think it should not be on the agenda at all.
All right. I just want to say if people choose to be on Zoom, I will be using the Pacifica Zoom account. That's part of that. So, Mr. Tatum, do you have anything to weigh in on this? As far as I can see, we just take a vote on whether we want to move it from unfinished business into, you know, above the minutes or after the minutes. Is that correct?
Can we please take a vote, Madam Chair?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. So who wants to move this up to the top of the agenda? And if I may weigh in, I want to deal with our business. We have a budget, you know, that we need to go over and look at today. And, you know,
Can we take a vote?
Bella, you're not been recognized. I have a right as chair to speak. And also we have the P&Ls, which I'd like to review. So, wants to move it up? Bella, you don't have the floor. Who wants to move it up?
Please call the roll.
I am doing that. Grace, how do you vote?
No.
Ken Aaron, how do you vote?
No.
Alan Beek, are you here? Fred Blair, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Goldstone votes no.
Michael Heiss?
Sorry, I didn't unmute. No.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes no.
Steve Kaiser?
I'll vote no.
Kim Kaufman votes no. King Riley. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ziri Rito. Janine Rohn.
I vote yes.
Maria Skelton. Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Beth Von Gutten?
No.
And John Wenger?
Yes. Yes.
Chair, you missed me. Michael Novick.
I'm sorry. Michael Novick.
Yes.
Okay. So we
fails
have
5-9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. All right. So next on the agenda is to approve the minutes. Are there any,
pardon me.
I'm sorry, Chair. You need to approve the agenda.
You're right. Going too fast here. Trying to move ahead. Sorry. Any other comments or questions?
Kim, what was the vote?
9-5, no. Yeah, 9-5, no.
And one abstention.
So, any other issues with the agenda?
I have one quick question.
Okay.
Is item 7B a motion?
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Oh, 7B.
Yeah, I think they hear me now.
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
What? We can finally hear you?
Yes, thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella. Bella wants to go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I have another submission, my second motion, and the request. Could it be Mr. Tatum Klein?
Okay, let's try by line. I'll mute and see what happens.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Bill. So I submitted.
And nothing happened.
It's not that. Okay, I submitted a second motion.
You know what? Everybody, just Hold on for two minutes. If maybe I'm going to call back in. So give me a minute.
Because she got off, it wasn't her probably.
I have a quick comment. I think a speakerphone should contribute to the echo.
You still got the echo.
Speakerphones cause the echo.
I'm on my computer. Computer speakers.
Specifically, it's the feedback between the microphone and the speaker. The longer the delay, the bigger the echo.
Okay, I'm going to try something else. I'm going to try unplugging my speakers and see what happens. Tell me what happens. Are you able to hear me now?
We hear you.
Yes.
I think so. Where you want to do it?
No, I'm going to be.
You have to hear Grace.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Grace, you need to mute yourself.
I think that fixed it. I don't hear an echo now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Very sorry.
I'm back.
No more echo.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. No echo.
Could you put me into the minutes so that I solve the echo problem, please? This is John Wenger. I'd like to make a contribution today, and I've actually done something.
Okay.
Small, but I did it.
Thanks, John.
So we were at the agenda.
I'm sorry to interrupt. There is an echo again, and I think, Tim, it may have been when you called back in. I'm sorry to say.
Somebody texted me that the echo was still there when I was... Off the line.
Yes, but then briefly you still have to hunt back.
Pardon me?
When you called back.
The echo was briefly gone while you were off, and now it's back.
I, I can suggest that you just turn your volume down low. Lower.
Does this work?
No. A little bit more.
That work?
A little bit more.
Well, then I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Okay.
Kim, can you see on the Maestro dashboard where the sound is from? Because if the person speaks another line, it's the other line creating the echo.
The person that just spoke broke up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Go on with the meeting.
Yeah. So, Bella, you said you had another motion.
Yes, but we cannot conduct business this way.
By the way, it's Sue Corn Johnson.
Okay, well, here's the solution. Everybody get off and call back in.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Kim, if you're still there.
I'm here.
I found the solution, and the solution is it has to do with speakerphones and speakers.
Okay, well.
Because that creates a distance between the microphone, and that distance needs to be zero in order to reduce the echo.
Thank you. I'm not by speakers, and I don't know who else is, so I'm just going to call back in. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Ruth. I am on speakerphone right now, but when it was happening, I was on mute. So I'm no techie, but that doesn't seem to maybe be the problem. Thank you.
Ruth, it depends on how many people do this. One person is sufficient. Yeah. Do you want us to dial back in?
The echo's gone. It's gone.
I'm going to stay in then. Back on mute.
If only we knew what we were doing right.
Hi, I'm back. No echo. Okay. Who's back?
And Fred is still on the line, and I'm muted.
Okay.
John is still here, and he never went away, and their echo was gone.
Okay, great.
Michael Lovey's
still
here also.
Okay.
Dave Jones. Lawrence is here with Father Necho.
Okay, there wasn't an echo.
The echo just returned.
Lawrence? Try again. Call back in.
I'll call back in.
Thank you. So, I am.
Kim, I'm not hearing any echo.
I know.
This is Bella.
Okay.
There it is again.
We didn't have it until you got on, Bella. Perhaps you're sitting too close to some speakers.
Oh, no, not at all. And there was no interference earlier on in the meeting.
Okay, so what is your second motion, Bella?
Okay, so the second motion. So the second motion was that an item for public comments become a regular standing.
Oh, okay, that's on unfinished business. That's on unfinished business. We'll get there when we get there.
That is not, Kim, that has been requested many times. This is not unfinished business. And I know you just...
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. I put it under new business. When we get there, we'll get there.
Okay, the other request was that the past minutes that you cited...
Bella, that's out of order. I want to approve the agenda first. So, any other amendments to the agenda? So, the agenda is approved. Okay, now, can I get a motion to approve the minutes that I sent out?
Again, Madam Chair, I want to address the minutes.
Bella, are you asking for the floor?
Yes, that is exactly what I am asking for.
Okay.
Thank you. The request was that all the minutes that you cited in your minutes for January 12th, that they be provided as soon as possible with the required adjustments, corrections. We have not seen them. And they would be for the, let me go over them. For 12-8, actually for 10-13, 11-19, 12-1, and 12-8. And I believe that September was also an issue. So we're going back 5 months that needed corrections.
As I recall, there were only two corrections at the last meeting. Fred, did you make those corrections? And are they posted on KPFTX?
Hello, I'm back.
Can I respond? Yes, Fred.
Yes, I made the corrections, and I posted them on KPFTX.
Okay, Bella, that's where you can go to see them.
They should have been brought to this body for approval,
Bella,
before voting. Okay. Correct?
Bella?
Point of order. Point of order.
Go ahead, Michael.
They came to this body, and they were approved with two corrections to the citing. Please move on.
Can everybody mute, please? Okay. Now, so can we approve these minutes that we have?
So moved.
Okay. I'm texting Julia that we are ready to review the December P&Ls. Does everybody have their copy open? Or handy, because we're going to review them.
That's the one headed consolidated financials?
The December financials that I sent out earlier today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred, Fred be recognized?
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I received all your emails with the financials. I cannot look at any of them because I have no power at my house. I'm running just to my cell phone. But I will continue. I will. You should continue the meeting without any comments from me.
Okay. All right. Hoping Julie gets on.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, Julia. This is Julia Kennard, everybody, the ICFO and the person doing our books right now.
Welcome, Julia.
Hi. Okay. I know I sent out that Kim sent out a good number of documents. So some are fairly brief. So I thought really maybe we'd just start with a PDF because we can knock those out pretty quickly. I take that back. Is that all right? Because I kind of included that as part of the financial statements. Kim, correct me. Do you want any discussion about those PDFs or do you just want to talk about the financial statements?
Yeah, let's just look at the financial statements.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. Okay. One thing about the financials is that it is a little bit of a change in the layout. So once we get to the KPFK tab, I think you'll see that it's a little bit easier to read, and I'll show you some ways to see additional detail if you want. I do like to start on the summary tab. And if you look you can see KPFK is the second line item under revenue expense and net gains loss. So year to date, again, we're still continuing to struggle We have a drop, a year-over-year drop in revenue year-to-date of over $363,000. Sure.
Can everybody mute, please? Everybody mute, please. Please mute everybody except for Julia. Thank you.
I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. I guess, if anything, my note here just says that, you know, 77% of this drop is offset by the fact that we have a decrease in expenses. And we all know that things have been cut to the bone pretty much. On line 18, you can see that expenses are $281,000 less than year-to-date last year. You know, the struggle is still real. You know, we have an $82,000 net loss year over year, and, you know, since compared to last year, the difference is we have $82,700 more of a loss than we had last year, meaning that it's $156,000 loss year to date. And appears to be continuing to follow that trend. So if we go over to the KPFK tab, we can look a little bit more into the details. And Kim, help me keep up with my time because I will ramble. So please do that. As you look at this tab, you can see it's a lot less busy. And so the intent was of this was twofold. One, to reduce the amount of work and adjustments that we're having to, can somebody mute their phone? To streamline the production of the financial statements. So,
Julia, hold on for 1 second. Raymond, are you muted? Because it looks like it's coming from you.
Shuffling papers or something.
I was muted when you asked me the question. I'm now back to mute.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Julia, sorry.
Yeah. So, again, you see to the left, it's the prior year-to-date, October, November, December, prior year-to-date column, and then we have the year-to-date actual, October, November, December, in the year-to-date column. We decided to just make this a little bit easier so we can drive in and focus on what's important. If someone wants to see all of the prior year information, they can go up to columns H and R and unhide what is hidden there, and they will see the prior year actuals for January, February, March, on through September. But it's too distracting, so it's hidden.
Good. Julia, let me stop for just a second. Is everybody clear about what we're talking about? Do you need any columns or lines? You're all following along? Okay. Go ahead, Julia. Sorry.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, no problem. You will see that, you know, again, down $363,000 in total revenue. One of the things that is something I find to just want to point out is that when you look at major donor and CARS donations, that is a product of really just more focused breaking out of the numbers and making sure that they're reported correctly. That major donor income is, while we've had some bequests, a couple of bequests, some of that also is just, you know, $1,000 donations, et cetera, from major donors that at one time were up in listener support. But we need to be able to break that out per the reporting guidelines, or is it the CPB or whatever it's called. So, again, when you see those differences between the prior year and this year, you can see some of it is that we've changed how we're recording some things. Website income, we're not splitting it out any longer.
Julia, I want to make a point here. Yes, we're not splitting that out anymore. So what I have done and what I've been doing since, you know, we started this website is to take last year's listener support and the website income, previous year to date, and that number is 649,079. And compare that to our year-to-date this year. And it's almost a direct 50% loss of revenue.
Michael, okay. Do you have a sec?
Well, we're letting Julia talk first. Can we wait for questions?
I'll be quick. I'll be quick about it. How about that?
All right. It relates to this immediate point, because the question last year was always, was website income a real figure, or is it actually double counting income that was already in listener support? And I'm wondering if that's been clarified in NETA taking over the accounting for our unit.
Oh, my goodness. I would hope that was not double counting. No, I believe that would have been resolved with the bank reconciliations, because had they been double counting that, they would have had to post that revenue, the other side of that revenue somewhere, and with double entry accounting. So that would have indicated that the bank was out. So I don't believe that was double counting. I'm confident that was not double counting.
Yeah, no, and we're in the middle of the audit, so George would be cleaning it up if that were happening. And, so I don't think it was, Michael. I don't know where. Okay, let's.
I'm good.
Okay,
fine. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah. So all in all, the total revenue since last year is down 44%. So pretty close to your 50% there. That grant income, a portion of that, we hopefully will have the opportunity to reapply for that this summer, as long as that gets done. Again, I know the one chunk of that was $20,000, and that's not, that again is in the summer, but I don't know that there's $40,000 worth of applications going on currently. So I think that's another sticking point is, who's applying? Are there opportunities to apply for things? And is that something that the new executive director can help us with once she gets up and running? So as far as expenses, I don't know that there's a lot to really go into that. As you can see, the personnel has been, pretty bare bones. There's nothing really that is not cut. Unfortunately, we've run into some difficulties with the transition with the telephones. And that is going to be probably another month. Hopefully it's only going to be another month getting that completed. That was something that we were really hoping to dramatically drop those fees, those expenses in January, February, hoping that it'll kick in the end of next month. We have a call tomorrow trying to work out some of the issues that have been run into with that. So, yeah, I think the focus going forward from here is, what are we doing about generating revenue? And so I can take questions if anyone would like.
Bella, to the stash, please.
Sorry, Go ahead, Stella.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for all your work.
Hi.
Hey, not easy, and thank you so much. You just mentioned something dear to my heart, which I have been requesting for many years. It's a bank reconciliation. We never get to see one. I'm hoping that you were able to see all the notes that I sent you in a private communique. Good.
Yes, I did.
I know you. Okay, you did not respond to any of them, but I'm sure you've taken them under, consultation. And so the question would be, what is the prospect of us getting the trial balance on a monthly basis? What is the sooner we can get that? And the bank reconciliation, so that we can look at the cash and tie it into the balance sheet.
Bella, this is out of order. You've asked this question every month, and you know, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So this is out of order. Do you have another question?
Right, is it your right as chair to interrupt my time? Do you have the right?
Bella, stopped talking. You stopped talking. You were out of order because it's dilatory if you ask the same questions every month. So
this is Janine. Can I have the floor?
Yes, Janine.
Can I object to the ruling of the chair? I believe she should be able to ask whatever questions she wants in her time. So I object to the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Mr. Tatum.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order.
Go ahead, Lawrence. We already have a point of order. I can't take another point of order until I resolve.
No, you have a challenge. You have a challenge. That's not a point of order. That's a challenge. Mine is a point of order that is going to address what I...
I can't take a point of order until I've resolved this challenge issue.
Well, I think Chair, you're not being even-handed and fair. I think there has been communication
between
Bella and Julia. And I think Bella's entitled to an answer.
At the last
meeting, I support the ruling of the chair. So everybody else is out of order. I will be too. I support the ruling of the chair.
I support.
Mr. Tatum. Oh, God. Well, I don't know what happened to him. At some point,
I believe he said he got the call.
He said he was off the call?
I thought he said he was leaving the call earlier.
Oh, okay. Look, it is dilatory to ask the same questions every single time and get the same non-responsive answer. We've already, this committee is not...
You are making the ruling for the body.
Bella,
you have no right.
For the third time, you were not recognized.
I had the floor.
You are not recognized, Bella. It is dilatory to ask repetitive questions every month.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can now, Mr. Tatum. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, everybody, for withholding. I wanted to make a statement several motions ago. Didn't get a chance to do it, but we'll try to settle this issue right here. The chair stated that something was out of order. I prefer the phrase not in order. It means the same thing, but it's a little bit more polite. So if people can start saying that something is not in order. Now, there is a routine, and I think Lawrence knows it very well. When a point of order is brought up, the chair first, it has to be seconded, first of all. And after the point, and I know you don't second motions in committees, but this one you do. The point of order has to be seconded by somebody because it's got to be at least two people who think that the chair misruled. So the chair is the first one to speak on why he or she made the ruling. Then each person who wants to weigh in on it, they have one turn. And then at the end, the chair can make another debate, and that will close out the point of order, and then you go to a vote. Those in favor of sustaining the ruling of the chair will say yes. Those who do not agree with the ruling of the chair will say no. And that's the procedure each and every time a point of order comes up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sue, quickie?
Sue, I will.
Is it a
Sue,
point
Sue.
Of order or
Sue,
a challenge?
Can you hear me? Can people hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just hold on a second, Sue. I will call on you. Mr. Tatum, I ruled that Bella's comment was not in order because she's asking for documents that she has done month after month after month. There was a motion that went to the LSB requesting those documents. So it's out of the hands of the finance chair. Bella, as a member of this committee, does not really have the right to email the, you know, ICFO and ask for those documents when they have not been honored in this committee. This is repetitive and dilatory, and we go through it every single month.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got the point. And before we get to the weeds, when you said that, the chair was actually stating that her comments were not in order because they were dilatory. That's the word. You got it. And so now that you said they're dilatory, the person who was suspected of making dilatory statements now can challenge the ruling of the chair that her comments were dilatory. And as I said earlier, you need a second on the point of order, and each person who wants to weigh in has a turn, and chair is first, and chair is last, and then you vote. One time per person. So here's where we are right now. We're at the point where I have not heard anyone second. They have. I did not hear anybody second the motion. The ruling of the chair that her comments were dilatory. It's not too late for somebody to say, I'm not saying that, but I just didn't hear anyone second that ruling by the chair that those comments month after month are dilatory. So that's where we are.
This is Ken Aaron. I mentioned it.
Okay.
I mentioned it. I said I support the ruling of the chair. That's equivalent to saying I second
the motion. It's rightly recognized.
Point of order.
Okay.
Who's second
to the appeal.
No. Back up. You're going too far ahead. He told me that he made the point of order. Where is the second?
I am seconding the motion.
No. Somebody has to second Bella's appeal if she's going to appeal my ruling. Or
that
Janine
is correct.
Appealed my ruling. Janine appealed my ruling, so Janine needs a second.
Right.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Lawrence.
Okay, but if I don't get a second, we're
well,
we're
I'm asking to be
topic.
Recognized. You have to be able to recognize people. Thank you.
Lawrence.
I second the challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Okay.
Let me say this once to Lawrence. He's somebody I know very well. Seconds, you do not have to be recognized for seconds at all. You can just holler them out.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Thank you.
In all cases. All cases.
Okay.
Thank you for accepting my little bit of education.
Thank you very much. So, we have an appeal. Does anyone want to speak on this, or do we have? Are we ready for a vote?
You can speak first and last, and everyone else can speak in favor of.
I'd like to be on the stat chair.
Bella
on the stat.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. So this whole idea of dilatory requests, the reason I objected to your ruling, Chair, and the reason I support the challenge, somebody needs to mute. Somebody's either eating or I don't know what they're doing. But the only reason I'm supporting the challenge on the ruling of the chair is because there has been some communication between Bella submitting her questions and Julia has been she received the questions. So I'm thinking that at some point Julia may want to answer her questions. So that's why I stated in my opposition to your ruling, Chair, is that I believe that there's a possibility that Bella may finally get her questions answered. So that's why I'm supporting the challenge to the ruling of the chair. Thank you.
Who's next? I think Bella was next.
Yes, I agree with Lauren's rendition, but beyond that, first, we operate in the blind. We're like that. We do not get timely reports. Yeah. And now that we're moving in a different direction and we have a competent individual at the helm that is trying to help us as never before, it is important to capitalize that. And it is me as a bookkeeper, as a full-charge bookkeeper, I have communicated key areas with Julia, and I expect the response so that we can all benefit. And these are not dilatory requests. These are necessary reports that we need. And she herself just talked about a bank reconciliation, which we never see. And we have talked about that before. I've mentioned it to her before. And I was left there. And I do not believe that the chair has the right to continue ruling for the body. Thank you.
Back to the staff.
Okay, one moment, Beth. Michael Heiss, would you like to time, or would somebody like to time?
Boy, you're a mind reader, Kim. I'm operating, unfortunately, with only one eye tonight. But in the interest of getting this over sometime before 3 in the morning, I would be pleased to do that.
Thank you
Chair,
much.
Point of personal privilege. I really would like to request that Michael stop making those type of judgmental statements. We are trying to do the best we can here. Before it's 2 a.m., now it's 3 a.m. Please, let's collectively try to get this work.
Lawrence,
thank you.
Lawrence, that is not a point of personal privilege, okay?
Well, I think it is. Thank you.
Okay, well, I didn't, and you didn't get recognized. Beth, you are on the stack. Go ahead.
No, Ken is on the stack.
Give me the time. What are the times you want?
2 minutes.
Well, 2 minutes. Oh. You've always had 2 minutes.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. And I heard somebody else after Beth.
I asked. And, no, I was before Beth.
Beth, do you mind? Because I did hear Ken speak, and I didn't write it down. Do you mind, Beth?
I don't mind. I did speak immediately when the floor opened, but...
Okay, let's go.
But I'll defer to Ken. I just don't, thank
you.
I don't want to be...
And I know there's somebody after Ken. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is Ken. Kim is correct. She's trying to get the meeting going. That's the job of the chair, is to get work done, not to give people the opportunity to make long presentations. Okay? Kim's motion is correct, and she was correct in trying to streamline the activities of the committee in the meeting and pointing out what was dilatory. I support that, and that's it. We should just go to a vote. Somebody should call the vote on this and get it over with. And let's do some business.
Somebody after Ken.
Goldstone.
Okay, Raymond. Well, I'd like to speak for a second here and just say that Julia has already answered all. Not only has Beth, has Bella asked the questions in previous meetings, but Julia has also responded to her questions in previous meetings. That's doubly why it's dilatory. Go ahead, Raymond.
I support the chair's ruling. I have heard those questions before, and I believe Julia has done what she can do, and we should get on
with KPFK's life. Let's get on with it. It's been asked and answered, and I have some question about whether individual members of this committee should be sending emails to the ICFO. But I'm not raising that. I'm raising my support of your motion, of your ruling.
Thank you. Was somebody next?
Is Fred?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Beth,
Fred.
Go
okay.
out here.
Okay, but others haven't spoken yet, Beth. I'm going to let Fred speak because he hasn't spoken yet, and I will let you speak after that.
I haven't spoken on this.
Fred hasn't spoken on anything, Beth. Please. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, I have the floor. Yes, I support what Raymond Goldsman just said. I've been hearing these requests for documents from Bella and Janine for the last several years, and I'm getting tired of it. I think we had a quite adequate explanation at the last month's meeting with from Julia, and I'd like to call the question and let's vote on this thing of supporting the chair or not supporting the chair's ruling.
Okay, in committee we can't call the question, Beth, and then I hope we're ready to vote. Beth, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay, are we ready to take a vote?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, support the chair. No, not. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Kim Aaron?
Yes.
Alan Beek? Fred Blair?
Yes.
Bella?
No.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yeah, yes.
Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Steve Kaiser. Steve, are you here?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute. I'll abstain, Kim.
Okay. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick.
Not voting.
King Riley?
Yes.
Lawrence. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Zeri Rideau? Janine Roan? Janine, I don't hear you. Maria Skelton? Ruth Strauss? I don't hear Ruth. Beth Von Gutten?
I'm sorry, I'm here. You can come back to me if you want.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm really sorry, but there's been so much back and forth. Can you please tell me what we are voting on? Thank you.
On whether to uphold my ruling that Bella's asking questions about documents is dilatory, repetitive and dilatory. I said it was, and...
Abstain.
Okay. Beth Von Gutten.
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. John Wenger.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sue Cohen Johnson. Can you hear me? Sue Cohen Johnson.
I'm so sorry. I forgot you.
It's okay.
I am so sorry.
It's okay that I abstained.
Kim Ali is here too.
Okay. Hi, Ali. Well, you're not a voting member yet, but welcome to the conversation.
Okay.
Ali Lexa, a staff. PNB rep has joined the call. Okay, so it's 9 to 3. There you go.